AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. Now, officially, the Democratic presidential nominee, Vice President Kamala Harris, has made her vice presidential pick. Norman Hall has details.
At a raucous rally in Philadelphia, the vice president introduced her running mate.
Welcome the next vice president of the United States, Tim Walz.
Harris called Walz the kind of vice president America deserves. An ABC News Ipsos survey conducted before he was selected but after vetting began showed that nearly 9 in 10 U.S. adults did not know enough to have an opinion about Walz. The former teacher, coach, military veteran, and congressman says he's ready for the intense sprint to Election Day.
So we got 91 days. My God, that's easy. We'll sleep when we're dead.
Harris hopes Walz will help her shore up her campaign standing across the upper Midwest. I'm Norman Hall.
A primary in Michigan, former Congressman Mike Rogers, the Republican nominee for Senate, Representative Alyssa Slotkin, the Democrat. Coastal communities in Georgia and South Carolina dealing with flooding from a slow-moving tropical storm, Debbie. Richard Pasch at the National Hurricane Center.
Tropical cyclones always produce heavy rain, but normally as they're moving, you know, it doesn't accumulate that much in one place, but when they move very slowly, that's the worst situation.
Hamas has named its top official in Gaza, Yahya Sinwar, as its new leader. Sinwar masterminded the October 7 attacks in Israel. Meantime, Secretary of State Antony Blinken's pressing to keep ceasefire negotiations moving to a conclusion.
It's urgent that everyone in the region take stock of the situation, understand the risk of miscalculation, and make decisions that will calm tensions, not exacerbate them. That's particularly true given the decisive moment that we're at in the ceasefire negotiations in Gaza.
And a couple of deaths to report in the sports world. Baseball's Billy Beane at 60 and Dallas Cowboys running back Dwayne Thomas at 77. This is AP News. New York City's freewheeling era of outdoor dining has come to an end.
Ruffian Wine Bar in New York City, one of thousands of establishments that had to take down its outdoor dining shed now that the city nixed the COVID program. Owner Patrick Cordeneau.
When people say, you know, the end of an era, I think it's the end of a very bad era, a uniquely awful era for restaurants in New York.
Owners face new regulations, including storing the structures in the winter and expensive fees, says Duane Park Patisserie owner Madeline Lanciani.
The initial expense to apply for me is $4,250. That's before you get it built.
According to city data, fewer than 3,000 restaurants applied under the new system, a fraction of the 13,000 that participated in the temporary open restaurants program. Julie Walker, New York.
And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thanks for listening.
Ever thought about Botox but worry you'll look, well, overdone? You're not alone. That's exactly why so many people choose Caps. Their approach is all about keeping your expression natural because Botox shouldn't freeze your face. It should refresh it. At Caps, treatments are performed by licensed nurses known for precise and subtle refined enhancements, all overseen by nationally ranked plastic surgeons. Now's the perfect time to start Botox. Book your first appointment and receive a $50 Caps MedSpa gift card. Schedule today at experiencecaps.com. Caps, where confidence begins.